With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Here with Jeremy Zellner. And last night we saw some results with the congressional districts in the primaries. And there's been a situation of certain candidates getting selected that you feel really wasn't the best candidates, right?
Well, last night in Syracuse, you saw Dana Balter, who was the candidate that the grassroots organizers and the community coalesced around, be victorious. And she defeated somebody who the Washington people came in and said, we think this is a better candidate. And they kind of parachuted in at the last moment and tried to handpick somebody that they wanted to run. The similar thing happened here in Buffalo. Although we didn't have a primary, there was many Washington elites come in to try to move Nate McMurray out of the race and try to push him out. And the DCCC was recruiting candidates up until the last minute. And Nate is a fighter, and Nate McMurray pushed back, and no one's going to push Nate around. And, you know, we're up against Chris Collins, who is a Washington elite. And, you know, Nate's going to continue fighting for that district. And, you know, last night was just a big pushback on the Washington establishment. It was clear that they did not want Nate McMurray here in Erie County, but the community, the chairs in each of the district, you know, we stood strong behind him and still think it was the right thing to do. And last night's victory in Syracuse is evidence that they made the right decision at the local level as well.
What kind of impact does that make, that when voters make that kind of choice that they're not going to let Washington come in and decide for them pretty much?
Well, I think what it is that, you know, committee members, the rank and file Democrats, the people who work every year to elect Democrats, the party leaders, the community activists that are all part of our Democratic Party, they want a say in who the candidates are. And they don't want someone coming in to say, no, we've done research. We think this is a better candidate. This is someone who will fit the mold better there. Because that's what we're here to do in our community. We work in our communities. We talk to people in our communities. We know what's best for our communities, not someone from Washington who parachutes in to make a few bucks as a consultant to come in and try to tell us what's best for us.
I know it's way out on a national level, but do you think it's almost compared to the 2016 presidential election with Hillary Clinton being selected? And there was a little pushback from some people in the Democratic Party, and it turned out to be, you know, the voters made their choice and didn't vote in Hillary Clinton.
Well, except that there was a full primary season that Hillary Clinton clearly won those elections and became the nominee.
Okay. Do you think there's a problem with these Democrats at the national level that they're trying to make that choice that for local levels that really they don't know what they're talking about?
I think right now what you're seeing is incredible energy on the Democratic side from people who are fed up with what's happening at the top of the federal government. You know, the Republicans are in charge of the entire federal government. And what are they doing? They're damaging the middle class. They're raising taxes. They're taking away our right to collectively bargain. They're trying to force people out of this country and tear them away from kids. They're trying to ban people from entering this country based on their religion. That's not the America we see and that we believe in. The America we believe in is that everybody is a somebody here and that we all have the same opportunities. And that's what is firing people up on our side right now, whether it's internal races for primaries or whether it is coalescing behind someone like Nate McMurray, who grew up, born and raised here, pulled himself up by his own bootstraps. You know, that is what's got people fired up right now.
So do you think it's better that the party comes more together than maybe, do you think there's a little divide, or do you think that they need to come together so that they can, you know, win these elections and turn these positions around and make America, you know, better than it is right now?
Well, we are a party of a big tent, and we have a lot of coalitions, and it's always hard for us to be able to come together, but we always do. There's a primary and then there's a general election. And I think, you know, Congressman Crowley last night, you saw what kind of person he is. He's an amazing person. He didn't wait around. He conceded. He actually sung his opponent a victory song. And he's behind her 100%. And once we have that primary, we know that, you know, we come together as Democrats and we move forward and to be victorious in November.
How important is this November for the Democratic Party?
Well, it's critical. It's critical across the country. It's critical here in Erie County in Western New York that we take a stand, and we take a stand against someone like Chris Collins and say, we're not going to sit here and let you get rich off of your votes in Congress. We're not going to sit here and allow you to vote continuously against the will of your district. We're going to make a stand here. And I think that we're headed in the right direction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.